Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 28th day of the month of Iyar and the 43rd day of the Omer. Today is Yom Yerushalayim. Today we commemorate and celebrate the reunification of Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, as the undivided capital of the State of Israel. Today is a joyous day, and as such, especially in Israel, the day began with beautiful tefillot, prayers, and has continued throughout with celebrations across the Holy Land. However, our joy has been interrupted. Instead of hearing the sounds of laughter and music, they have been replaced by the sounds of sirens blaring across central and southern Israel, with the fury of the barrage of missiles launched out of Gaza by terrorist groups towards Yerushalayim, Beit Shemesh, Beirut, and other cities. Thankfully, we are grateful that beyond one Israeli who was lightly hurt when his car was hit by an anti-tank missile, and we pray for his quick and painless recovery, we are grateful to Hashem that there have been no other reported injuries. Israel continues to remain on high alert, and it is only fitting for us today, as we do each and every day, to have all of our brothers and sisters in Israel in mind as we pray for their safety and welfare and for an immediate return to peace. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the daily call and introduce Rabbi Shannan Gelman of Kehillat Chovevei Tzion in Skokie, Illinois, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Gelman slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach, Lecholim, and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Gelman.
Thank you, Herman. Kovod Rosh, of course, that we contemplate sharing words of chizuk on a day when so many of our brothers and sisters, as you articulated, are in an eis tsar. So my words are dedicated, of course, to everyone in Yerushalayim, Beirut, and around, anyone at risk right now, our brothers and sisters in Israel, facing this onslaught that should be no longer. There should be a complete refuah to anyone affected. In addition, I would like to dedicate my words to a dear friend who has been in the hospital for a couple of weeks. His name is Sean in Philly, Shmaya Aryeh Chaim Ben Chava. Childhood friends are the closest. They're the most loyal and long-lasting friendships. Just a way of anecdote, this phone call is heard, listened to by thousands daily, and then on repeat. I was asked months ago to give a Dvar Torah a while back, and I spoke from the hospital because my son had been hospitalized for close to 3 months this year. Baruch Hashem, he's doing well. And after that call, I received a phone call from Sean that he listens to that he was davening for us, for my son, and that he got tremendous chizuk from the phone call and from the Divrei Torah and chizuk I gave last time. And it was so nice to hear from him. And he sent me love and tfilos. And he said that this has been a tough period for him, a tough stretch like it's been for so many in Klal Yisrael. And one of the lifelines for him has been this daily phone call, the OU. I mentioned to Rabbi Phil Karish, and he said you should give Monday's talk. So right now, Sean is in the hospital. He's hopefully doing a little bit better. Hashem should give him a complete refuah. We're davening for him every day. The parsha we're about to read deals with something that was part of the celebration Yerushalayim every year, and hopefully we'll continue despite this speed bump that we're up now, and that is the Seder HaDegolim, or they call in Israel Daglanut, where Israeli children will dance with the flags, a beautiful arrangement. And the truth is, this goes back to the Midbar. So it tells us, Ish al diglo ba'osos levei sabosam, yachanu b'nei Yisrael mineged saviv la'o yachanu. that each member of Klal Yisrael, each tribe, based on the house of their fathers, and different Rishonim say there was either a flag for each Shevet, each tribe, and some say there was a flag for each household within each Shevet. And the Torah tells us that they all arranged those machanas surrounding the Shechina, surrounding the central camp called Machane Leviyah. Dehagel Machane Yehuda, the Mizrah, Dehagel Machane Reuven, which was the head camp in the south. And then you had Dehagel Machane Ephraim, and of course Dehagel Machane Dan in the north. And each of these camps had a different characteristic. The Hemek Dover, the Nitziv, points out that for each Shevet, Lechol Shevet, Tzura Shayach Lo, there was a form, it was an image, a symbol that was relevant to that tribe. Kama Ruven Hudaim. For Ruven, you had the mandrake flowers that he was famous for. The Yehuda Aryeh. Yehuda was the lion, the symbol of Jerusalem. And each Shevet, Lechol Degel, Kol Shevet, Mitzuyar Lefi Shivto, and each Shevet had its own color, its own stripes, its own appearance. All the division, all the unique expressions of culture and form that was unique to every individual family. The camp was centered around one clear focal point called Machane Leviyah, a central location reserved not for any tribe, but rather for the Leviyim. Why the Leviyim? The Leviyim are unique because they unite others. Their entire job is to bring peace, to aggregate every other component of Klal Yisrael into one solidified, united component, one unified message. And you're not allowed to put up an individual flag in the center because that is the central part that belongs to all of the Shvatim. Rav Moshe Wolfson, in his Emunah Fitecha, takes this one step further. He says, "U'inyin shenitzchaku shiftei Yisrael adigleihem, kol shevet yesh lo goven yuchad." Each shevet has its own form. However, afal piken kulam misaviv lo'ol moed yachanu. They were all surrounded the Ohel Moed. They all surrounded the Mishkan. Ahinu sheponim kol hashevatim keneged Ohel Moed to amakam akol kol Yisrael. That all of them faced the Shechina, the place, the Nekuda HaKolelet, that central point that unifies everyone. And that's the place where they all came together, united. And they were elevated from being just individual tribes to being members of Yaakov. The oneness, the uniqueness of Yerushalayim, the day, the city we celebrate today, is that it is the place that truly unites the Jewish people. It is the ear, Shechubo Yachkov, is the ear that is connected to everyone. No individual Shevet plants their flag there. No one has dominion over Yerushalayim. No one has unique rights or claim over the land. Yerushalayim in the Lashon Chazal, lo nischalka l'shevatim. It wasn't divided among the tribes. The Moshe Tzvi Nerya writes in his Moadei Araya that something interesting happened. The first time we attempted to seize hold of Yerushalayim once again after 2,000 years was a failure. It didn't end well. That was in the Milchamet HaShichror, in the War for Independence. Yerushalayim HaBnuya Kirshu Chol BaYachdav. It's a city that is founded upon unity. The problem is we tried to conquer it, says Rav Nerya, from a divided front. In Milchamet HaShichror, Paras HaPalmach Derech Shar Tzion. One army went, the Palmach went from Shar Tzion, and the Eitzel, the Irgun, Amdu Lifrot Derech Shar Shechem. They came in from another gate. Mefulagim u'mefuladim ha'i. They were divided. There were two different groups, everybody trying to grab Yerushalayim. In his Lashon, Shnaim Ochsin Yerushalayim, to take the language from the Gemara and Bava Metzia. Two people were grabbing hold of Jerusalem, trying to take it. Kol echad ha'omer kula sheli. Each group said, it's all mine. Mela says, Rav Nerya, Yerushalayim couldn't be conquered. Rakata, but now, in 1967, when the army went as one army through one gate, Shar HaAryot, Lion's Gate, when we were all united, when it was one army, then we were able to overcome the Tfutz HaGola, we were able to overcome the burden and go beyond the Gola to a step forward towards redemption. That's the beautiful words, the beautiful idea, power of unity, and its connection to Yerushalayim, according to Rav Nerya. I'd like to close this Torah with a story about what happened when we reclaimed Yerushalayim. I was taking a tour of the old city years ago with Rabbi Benny Friedman, and he took us to the back of the Rova, the Jewish quarter. There's the main Rova, and there's the back Rova, behind some of the buildings. And in 48, Jewish quarter, as we said, had been lost to the myriads of Jordanians. The Jewish people were forced to surrender. The leader of Jordanian troops, Colonel Abdullah Tell, laid out the terms of surrender. And he ordered that all of the Jews of that quarter would be gathered to the center of the old city. For a number of Jews who were present, they were Holocaust survivors. And it was an ominous gathering for them because it brought back the horrific memories of the Umschlag plots prior to the trips to the death camps. And as they stood there, many of them, elderly, children, women, injured, gathered, Tell ordered them to evacuate the old city. And he said by the end of the hour, they have to. Anyone who was still present in the walls of the city by the end of the hour were considered open game and were free to be shot. In 1 hour, it would be impossible to gather any possessions, and for some, impossible to leave in such haste. So when Jerusalem was recovered in 1967, the Jews came to that very square, now surrounded by ruins and destruction, and there was one man who remembered what had occurred in 1948, for he had been there 19 years earlier after the War of Independence. This man arranged that the words of the prophet Zechariah HaNavi be inscribed onto the wall of that very square in the Jewish quarter, and you could see them there to this day. One day it will happen, the streets of Jerusalem will be filled with elderly men and women sitting in the streets, man leaning on his cane from old age, meaning to live out old age means that you didn't die prematurely. The streets will be filled with young children playing and making noise. From all four corners of the world, they'll gather, they'll converge on Yerushalayim. It will become and remain a safe haven, a common ground for everyone to sit, to share words of Torah. And just then, we turned around after receiving that tour and hearing that story, and we observed two children playing. Someone kicked a soccer ball, another girl on her bicycle, and laughter filled our ears. At the same time, we were leaving the Rova, a tour of elderly Jewish women came walking through, speaking, sound like a Russian, as they walked through in that corridor. And there we saw with our own eyes the fulfillment of the prophecy of Yerushalayim HaBnuyak Ir Shechubar LaYachta. Bezrat Hashem, right now we're having a little hiccup. But Rechavot HaIr Yimalu Yiladim Yiladot, once again they won't have to be sitting in fear for their life, wondering if the siren is going to be a harbinger of some terrible attack. Bezrat Hashem will be gathered as a Kanim, as a Kanis Rechavot Yerushalayim, and that will bring about not just the unity of the city, but the unity of the Jewish people. And it's Hashem, a complete refuah to all of the Chole Yisrael. Now we're going to recite Tehillim together. Yom Kaf Gimel, 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi LeLetzar, Dinos Deshe Yar Bitzeni, Almei Menuchos Yinaleini, Nafshi Yishovev, Yanseini Bimagle Tzedek Leman Shemo, Gam ki elef begeit al maves, lo ira ra ki ata imadi. Shiftecha o mishantecha, ema yinachamuni. Taroch lefane shulchan, neget sorerai. Dishanta v'ashem en roshi kosi revaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdifuni, kol yimei chayai. V'shavti b'veis adunoi, v'yorech yamim. Tehillim Kuf Choch Aleph, 121. Shir Lamalos, Esai Nayari, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri, Me'im Adonai, Oseh Shamayim Vavet. Al Yitain Lamot, Raglecha, Al Yanum Shomrecha. Inei Lo Yanum, Velo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tziocha, Al Yad Yeminecha. Yomam HaShemesh lo yakeka, ve'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmor cha mikora, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeischa uvolecha, me'ata v'ad olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir HaMalos, imam hakin klasicha Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli. Yenos nefa kashu vos for kotakanunai. Imavonos dishmoya adunoi yamo. Tim kos we call in manjivare. Idisi adunoi kipsa nafshi. Tedisoro kalti. Nafshi ladunoi vishomin lapoker. Shomri Maboker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai. Kim Adonai Hafeshed. Barbei Mokadus. Yehu Yisrael Yisrael. Mikol Avonosah. Yishabarak HaFolam. We will pause for a few moments to allow those to insert, who need to insert the names of Israel. Yishabarak Abosinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron Dov Shlomo. Yivaret v'yirapeh shakolim. V'et kol ha'polim v'avur shatim mispam v'avur v'avistar v'et kol ha'polim v'avur 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 yishkraf v'ahem v'ahir v'avur v'ashonim min ha'shamayim v'kol v'arayim v'kol jideyem v'sof shosh v'Yisrael v'fuas ha'nevesh v'fuas ha'gof hashra v'adalav v'zman kaliv v'nomar amen Achenu kol beis Yisrael ha'neshronim v'tzaro v'shivya
Thank you so much, Rabbi Gelman, Narafua Shalema, to Sean, and to all those in need. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered, a tova, for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Avi Goldstein of Beth Jacob Congregation in Columbus, Ohio. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone, especially our brothers and sisters in Israel, a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.